You're tuning in to Two Nicoles One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Welcome to episode 73 of Two Nicoles One Podcast. You've got Nicole here. What's going on, Nicole?
Oh, nothing. Just drinking my iced espresso from home because I'm frugal.
Yes, and this is the Pittsburgh chapter of the Frugalette speaking here. I am the secretary.
Yes. Speaking of drinking this from home, I actually do have a funny story. So because I have the need to feel like I have an aesthetically pleasing cup while I'm drinking coffee. So it's in my glass cup with my glass straw because all the people that live here can see what I'm drinking. Cause you know, Dan cares immensely what our cups look like.
Oh God, if it was about Dan, you could have one of those like old Pizza Hut cups.
Yeah. He wouldn't even care.
Yeah, he would. So,
yeah, that's fine. He would keep reusing like a paper cup and I would get mad because it'd be soggy and I'd be like, that's gross.
Oh yeah. He would not care.
Yeah. So anyways, I bought these like glass straws cause I'm like, oh, they're kind of cool. And they look, again, aesthetically pleasing. Well, yesterday I took my glass cup and my straw to the gym and I was drinking out of there, obviously with my coffee in it and I had my water. And then I got home and I went to wash my coffee cup and I noticed at the bottom of my glass straw, it was chipped. Ooh. So all day I thought I was going to die because I was like, I just swallowed glass. But then I was like, got home last night and I said to Dan and I was like, okay, it's like 11 o'clock now. Do you think I'd be coughing up blood by now? And he's like, oh my God. He's like, swallow glass. So I was like paranoid about it all night last night. And on Thursdays, I work at that brewery. Mm-hmm. And the one girl I work with, I said, I forgot about thinking I swallowed glass.
Yeah.
Is it when I first thought I swallowed glass, I thought, oh my God, is my throat closing up? And then I started coughing. And I like just like immediately started giving myself symptoms. And then I forgot about it. But then like at the end of the night last night at the brewery, the other girl, she sprayed so much bleach in the one bathroom that I was like literally dying when I went to fill paper towels in there. And I was like, what did you do? She goes, I just wanted everyone to know it was clean. I was like, I literally needed a gas mask to go in there. So I started like coughing. And then I was like, oh, I'm coughing because of the bleach, not the glass shard that I drank. But yeah, last night was an interesting evening there. I'll circle back to actually I have a funny story about that, but I have one coffee story.
Okay.
Typically we don't have many Starbucks stories anymore because we're, like I just mentioned, we're frugal.
Yes.
But I had mentioned this to you guys the other day, but I'll let our audience here. Mm-hmm. I got a coffee at a Starbucks when I was grocery shopping on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And our Target's attached to a mall. So I always go into the mall to that Starbucks because I hate the Starbucks. Oh my God, the Tarbucks.
The Tar. Sometimes they act like Tarbucks.
Yeah. So I just don't like going in there. So they're just too slow and you can't mobile, but you can mobile at the mall one. So that's why I go down there. But I regretted that because they had like four workers, but only one was actually working. And like, she kind of had a smirk on her face the whole time. But then I thought I'd have a smirk on my face the whole time too, if I was the only one working. Cause she was maybe like 17 too, like really young. And the other ones were just kind of like, well, I guess the other girl was working cause she was ringing people out, but there was two boys there that really weren't doing anything. And I just thought, could you help her? So they apparently weren't getting mobile orders because every mobile order was getting like missed. So at first I was just like, well, they're backed up. And my thing did say 11 minutes. So I'm like, I'm just going to let it go. Cause sometimes it does go over 11 minutes. So I'm just standing there waiting. Someone behind me comes up and goes, hey, I've been waiting for 25 minutes. Where's my drinks? And at that point I looked at my phone and I was like, oh my God, I've been standing here for 20 minutes. And so I was like, I'll just wait another second. Cause like I saw her pull a bunch of orders and then finally she was like, I like walked up and I'm like, I'm sorry. I was like, do you guys have my order? And she's like, no. And I was like, okay. So she's like, what is it? I'll make it. So as I'm saying this, this guy, now grown ass man, he had to been like 45 or something, walks over and he's like, where's my drink? And now granted, he was standing there when I got there. So he had to been standing there for at least a half an hour. So I understand his frustration.
Yeah.
Starts yelling at the girls and he walks away. But as he's walking away, so if you imagine most, I'm assuming most Starbucks at malls are like this. They're like standalone kiosks. Yeah. And you can walk all the way around it. Well, he walked behind it and they had, somebody must have just brought them a ton of inventory. He walked behind it and he literally kicked all of their inventory over and then started storming off. And like, there were like literally 15 people standing there. So everybody saw it, including the employees. So the one girl who was on the register, she's like, "You're a grown ass man. Why are you acting like that? You could just tell us that you needed your drink." And I was like, "Oh God, there's going to be a fight at the Starbucks." And so I'm just like, okay. So I'm just standing there hoping, like trying to mix my coffee as quickly as possible, because I did not want to be around for that. And I mean, granted, our mall's in like a good area. Yeah. So it's not like it's crazy, but bad things still happen everywhere.
Yeah.
So, but, so then the little mall cops on their Segways come around and they're asking what happened. And the guy's like, "I didn't even do anything." And I just thought, literally 15 people just saw you kick over all of their inventory. So he starts running away and the mall cops are chasing him on Segways. And at that point I just walked away, because I was like, I don't even want to know how this ends. So I just walked away. But I was just like, okay.
That's definitely entertaining, but like, I don't know. Sometimes I get mad enough. I feel like doing stuff like that, but it's like, what the consequences are going to be, and you're not going to get your coffee.
Right. He didn't even get his coffee. All he got was his cake pop.
And he paid for it. Like, come on. It is entertaining to see things like that, but still, like, that's crazy to deal with.
Yeah. You already waited a half an hour. You might as well just ask them for their coffee. Because the thing is that clearly they weren't getting their mobile orders.
Yeah.
So I went up and asked, two other girls went up and asked. And as soon as I asked, she stopped what she was doing and gave me my drink. So that's all he had to do. So, and then I noticed, like, as I walked into Target, I just like opened the Starbucks app to see if they ever like what my time actually was. Mm-hmm. And it said the mobile was turned off at the Village. So I was like, oh, wow. They probably just realized it wasn't working.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I never, probably like 40 minutes I waited, which is embarrassing that I stood there for 40 minutes, but I had some entertainment. So, you know.
And honestly, if you know you have a bad temper, like sometimes, because I have a pretty decent temper, like I'll just walk away. Just walk away. Oh, you just wasted $4. You know, don't get yourself arrested, because
yeah, Starbucks. I've done that like whenever at my local Starbucks that's near my house. I've definitely left there angry and not got anything before, because they were taking so long. Mm. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. So I just left. And I'm like, well, I just wasted, like you said, $4, but it's what it is.
It sucks, but how would you like to end up like maybe potentially being in jail because of $4?
Yeah. Like, what are you in for? Kicked over at Starbucks?
Yeah. I fought the guy at Starbucks. Like, come on, you know, don't do that.
Man,
so ridiculous.
This is a funny story for you. You'll find it entertaining. So you've met the girl I work with on Thursday nights. She's very entertaining.
Yes.
She was ringing out a customer yesterday, and he wanted a case of beer. Mm-hmm. And she goes, okay, so you want like 6 4-packs or like 3 4-packs? And he goes, I want a case of beer, so I want 6 4-packs. And she goes, right, I'm just like making sure I have the correct number. And I like look over at her, I'm like, Kim, he wants a case, 4-packs. And she goes, oh, okay. So I was like, oh my God. So, and then I overheard him say something about the beer he wanted. So I was like, you know what? I'll just go grab it, because our cooler was a mess. So I went downstairs and I grabbed the beer, give it to him. She goes, oh, it's your lucky day. When you buy 6 4-packs, you get a case free. And I'm like, no, that's not true. He goes, oh, sorry, I meant you get a 4-pack free. And then so the guy goes, yeah, he's like, you better get a hold of her. She's over here talking nonsense. I was like, yeah, it's like her first day, it's fine. Yeah. So he like laughs it off. So we're like, okay. So he leaves, comes back in, and he goes, hey, you guys gave me the wrong beer. And I was like, we did? And he's like, yeah, I wanted Double Bane, not regular Bane. And I was like, oh, my bad. So I go downstairs, give him Double Bane. He leaves, and I look at Kim. I'm like, this dude probably thinks we are both the biggest idiots. Oh, my God. I was like, I don't even know. Like, because I'm over here like, Kim, you're stupid.
And then he just did it, too.
I know. This guy probably is like, I'm never coming back here.
You might get, like, sympathy tips.
Seriously, man. They're like, oh, there's some idiots working on
me. These goofy broads. Yeah.
Oh, God.
The only other thing that I have is, the other day I turned the TV on, and I typically don't, like, we don't have cable. We just use all streaming services, yes. But we do have like a antenna. So we do get like local cable stations. And I turned the TV on the other day while I was working, and The Price is Right was on. Oh, and I was like, man, I haven't watched The Price is Right in forever. Did I watch it? No, because I can't stand the stupid commercials during The Price is Right. So I turned it off and put YouTube on. But anyways, I was thinking to myself, we should get on the list to be the next host when Drew Carey retires.
Yes.
Because that's a cushy job. And I mean, we could do it. Bob Barker did it forever.
Yeah.
So we could do it. And I'm sure it's going to be a while, because I'm sure Drew Carey's going to be on there for a while, but that's fine. We still have some working years in us before we retire.
Like, he probably still has 20 years.
Yeah. And that's fine. We're still in our prime. We don't need to be on The Price is Right.
It's an old person gig. So yeah, totally. We could definitely.
So I'm not sure how we get on the list, but I'm going to figure it out and get us on the list.
I think we'd be really good at that. And I used to watch, that was like the show you watch when you were home from school. Or one of the shows. And I'm like really good at guessing stuff. So I think, we definitely should do that.
Yeah. Like, and the thing is, it'd be the first time ever there'd be two hosts.
And
or even better, we could swap out like every other day. So like, you have a day off, I have a day off. Or you know how there's that announcer person that's like, come on down. Yeah. We alternate. Like, one day you're that person, then I'm that person the other day. So nobody knows what Nicole they're going to get. Yeah. Like, we'll never talk. We'll never make it consistent.
It would be very erratic.
Like, maybe halfway through the show, we even switch. Just get crazy. Yeah.
And we'll wear like things like Dumb and Dumber, like really like brightly colored, like tuxedos and stuff. That would be fun.
Maybe get Ellen wigs. So we don't have to cut after that short. But
we'll have different hair every day.
Speaking of that, I used to think when you got older, you had to cut your hair. And I used to be terrified to get, because I was like, I don't want to have short hair. I don't want to be an old lady. But like, you don't have to cut your hair. Most do, but you don't. I don't know why they do. That's just weird.
Oh, I think it's just like their style. Like, I don't know.
True. I think our generation is going to be 80 years old with balayage.
Yeah. And like long, fun hair.
No gray. It's going to be all browns and blondes.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I like
me too.
But we can wear wigs for the show. Like, I'm okay with that.
Oh yeah, I'll do wigs, but I'm not cutting my hair.
No. If they want us to look like old ladies, like, we could do it for the show, but it's fine.
But we're not. Yeah. Not but all of the show, we're still going to look like J-Lo when she's 50.
Exactly.
Although, we probably wouldn't get the gig till we're what, like 60?
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe in our 50s, but
we have some time.
Yeah, we definitely have some time, but we'll still look good, but we can play old ladies on the show.
True. Yeah. I mean, that's what on Mama's Family she did. She played an old lady. So.
Or Sophia on Golden Girls. Yeah. True. She played much older than she was.
Yeah. So we have the wigs, actually.
Yeah. We already have wigs. We're ready.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Price is Right, we're ready. Just call us when you're ready.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's like a good time. Well, I had like one really interesting day. A couple things happened. So I don't want to get into it too much, but I have a coworker who doesn't understand sarcasm.
Oh, that sounds fun.
He has, I don't even want to get into his condition too much, but he had a cast on his foot. And we were like, oh, John, bring your bandages in when you get it off. So he did. He brought the cast in and brought it over to me.
That's great.
Oh, he wanted this. And everybody was just like freaking out. They're like, I can't believe you brought that in. So we told him that we were going to, that I wanted it to turn it into a lamp.
Ew. You call him that.
And he was like, oh, that sounds nice. We're like, yeah, we're going to draw like sunsets on it and stuff. And, put a light bulb in it.
Ew.
It could be like on my bedside table. Yeah. And he believed it. I think he believed it. I don't know. He brought the freaking thing in. I'm sure he believed it. But yeah, it was really weird. Like, I don't even know. Because we're like, how did that happen? Like, who let him? But I guess the nurse. Like, he waited till the doctor's out of the room. He was like, hey, can I take this home?
Oh, my gosh.
It was like the weirdest thing. Yeah. So I would have to say that's the weirdest gift I've ever gotten.
Yeah. That's pretty weird and gross.
Yeah.
I probably would have vomited. Band-aids in general creep me out. If I see a band-aid anywhere that's not mine, I literally dry heave. It just
it's gross. But he was like, I guess it was the outside, not like the inside. So he was like, oh, they're clean. It was like, they went straight in the garbage. And then, so we were like, so we threw it. Because it was like, oh, if I just threw it in the garbage outside. But I was like, no, that's gross. So we threw it in the dumpster.
Oh.
So then we're like, the cleaning person's just going to be pissed. They're going to be like, what goes on in this building? That there's leg bandages in the dumpster. But I mean, come on. Like, what else are we going to do with it?
True, true. Take it home. Make your lamp.
Yeah, make my lamp with it. So that same day, I went to the Cracker Barrel because that's one of my favorite places to eat.
Course in this, you're old.
Went there for lunch. And yes, there's a lot of old people at Cracker Barrel. So I saw, guess what I saw?
Well, I already know because you told me this.
Yes, well, I saw somebody die at the Cracker Barrel.
Well, it's rough. I told you my days at Bob Evans, I've also seen some of that.
It's crazy, but I guess like you go to a place with a bunch of old people, and this woman was like, she had to have been in her 90s at least. She was very, very old. So it was like, oh, she at least she lived a long life, but it's just, it's crazy. What a freaking day.
Well, what if she knew it was coming and she wanted to die at her favorite spot?
Her favorite spot, and she was with like, I think her granddaughter or something. So.
Oh, that's even worse was she really young? The little girl, the granddaughter?
No, she was like my age.
Oh, but that's still traumatizing.
Still traumatizing, yeah.
Yeah, was she just kind of sitting there? Or was she like...
She was, yeah.
Oh, well, the Bob Evans ones, I was only like, 17 when the first one happened. This guy just fell over. Like, he literally was sitting in his chair and he fell over and had a heart attack and died.
Oh my God.
And then the other one, this lady, she passed out. And actually, I don't know if she died, but she was unresponsive. But the guy, the heart attack guy, did die. And then there was another person that was choking. And a lot of the girls that waitressed with me at the time were all going to school for nursing, which worked out great.
Yeah.
So they ended up helping this one guy that was like choking and like having like a stroke or something. But
oh my God.
Yeah. It's crazy what thing you see at the Cracker Barrel on Bob Evans because
it's old people. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. You don't even think about that. You're like, oh, I just like the food. And then you're like, oh shit, look what I saw. Yeah. No, it's crazy, but I don't know. I guess dying's part of life. Life is anything else.
I don't want to go at the Bob Evans, but clearly I love it there.
You're going to have a dream about that.
Yeah,
you'll be working at I was gonna say Cracker Barrel. You'll be working at Bob Evans, and then you'll just like pass away. That's crazy.
Actually, you know what? That was since that was my first job ever. I think when I retire, I'm just gonna go work there as a server and just tell all the young people like, "Oh, I remember back in my day."
Yeah, talk down to everyone and.
I was so good at this job. See if I can get my server training position back.
They can put you at the counter.
Yeah. It's always that's usually where older people go.
That's what I was going to say. It's always a crotchety old lady because like we don't we like a booth, but we don't like to wait. So we've sat at the counter before and it's always a crotchety old lady at the counter.
Did you know the people that work at the counter make more money than the people that don't?
Really?
Because typically the counter seats, I haven't been in a Bob Evans in a while, but is it still 5 seats that's at the counter?
I'm not sure. It sounds right.
So, something like that. Yeah. So typically they're also in charge of takeout orders.
Oh.
So they don't
have a section. So you may not, and not everybody tips on takeout. So if some people, sometimes the counter, like in my experience, when I worked there, no one ever sat at the counter except like a random single person that just got coffee or someone waiting for their takeout order. So you're not guaranteed tips. So, so you would get, you would actually get the minimum wage. And at that time it was minimum wage still $7.25 probably. So that's what it was, $7.25 that they got an hour, where as a server, you only got $2.83, but I actually got $7.25 pretty much all the time when I was serving. So I, my Bob Evans gig was pretty sweet because I was the server trainer. So like I was always getting paid $7.25 plus tips. So as a 18-year-old, I made some decent money working at Bob Evans.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know why I ever quit that gig.
Yeah, no, seriously. You could have a lot more sneakers if you were still doing that.
I know. I should just go back a bit. I worked for the longest time though, when even when I moved back home from Florida, because I obviously didn't work there when I lived in Florida, and I came back and I, the manager actually called me and asked me if I would pick up shifts because he knew I was moving back.
Yeah.
And I was like, in 2 years, you couldn't replace me, but okay. So I was like, sure. So I was like, fine. But I told him, I was like, I only want to work Sundays because I just didn't want to work there anymore. Yeah. Obviously, I needed to find a real job. And so he was like, that's fine. And I honestly, I stayed on Sundays probably right up until me and Dan started dating, actually. Like 2015, because I remember, and my brother got married in 2014, and I was still working Sundays at Bob Evans. So I was there for a long time.
That was like just, only almost 10 years, maybe 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So just, I just kicked it. You know what? I actually think I quit the September of 2014 and I met Dan in June, 2014. And, because I did not hit my 10 years. I remember specifically not hitting my 10 years, and my 10 years would have been October 4th, 2014.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because I started there in 2004.
I wonder if they replaced you yet.
Probably not. That's why I dream about them. They make me pick up shifts in my dreams. Oh, God.
Honestly, yeah, if you needed a job, they'd be like, yeah, we still haven't replaced you. Come on in. Take as many shifts as you want.
All right, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm
just getting... Here's your apron. Okay.
I'm here. Well, where do you want me? I probably still could do a job easily. Yeah. I actually, we should go to Bob Evans because strawberry crepes are my favorite thing. And I haven't had those things in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have, so, like, their breakfast is so good.
Yeah, so I'm down for some Bob Evans breakfast. And if we're there and they need help, I will jump in. Guys need me to do something? I'm here.
That'd be so funny. You'd be like, yeah, we just went to eat breakfast and we've been here for 4 hours. Nicole's running a section.
Guys need me back on the grill? I've also done that. Let me know what you need. I've done everything a lot of it. So.
Hey, you know, it's, I mean, I'd probably jump in somewhere too. Like, I'd just be like, go, I don't know, start running the cash register or something, because it's just like, I'm not just going to sit there while you're waitressing for a couple of hours. So
When I was in college, I did, because I, like, the general manager at the time was like a mentor to me, like he like ripped taught me about a lot of things. So he let me do, I had to do an internship, and he let me do my internship there. So I basically was a manager for like semester. So I had to learn every category, which was like kind of cool. And there's a kitchen prep job there.
Yeah.
So the story is just funny. That's why I'm telling it. So I was back there on the kitchen prep, and you have to like make biscuits or make the gravy for biscuits and gravy. And I'm back there stirring and stirring. And I'm like, I don't understand how this isn't cooking. Like, I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. So I'm just like, I'm just going to walk away from it. So I walk away from it, and I like start doing something else, come back and check on it. It's still like powder. Cause like, sorry, spoiler alert, it's like powder that turns into gravy. It's not homemade. But anyway, so he comes around and I'm like, listen, I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. And he goes, well, the first step would be turning the stove off. I was like, oh man. I literally was back there for like an hour. And I was like, I don't know. So yeah, the stove wasn't on. So
that's funny.
Fun facts about me.
You learned how to turn on a stove at Bob Evans.
Yep. I can do any job at the Bob Evans. I did it all. I dishwashed. I cooked on the grill. Although that internship backfired on me because I learned how to do all those things, when they were short-staffed, they would be like, oh, Nicole, we're going to take you off the floor today, and we're just going to have you run the grill. I'm like, what? I was like, so for a while there, me and this other girl, because she also like, she was helping the one day because she mm-hmm. felt bad. We were so short-staffed. Me and her would always get taken off the floor on like a Saturday morning and get thrown on the grill line. And I'm just no. Oh, wait, now I have another story. We're going to talk, this isn't a Bob Evans thing. Well, okay, this is just one more Bob Evans story.
This is a Bob Evans podcast.
We're just turning it into two Nicoles, one Bob Evans. This one time, me and this girl got pulled on the grill line, and it was like one grill cook that was back there. He was like the only one that was actually a line cook, and then the general manager was back there too. So it was me, two servers, and the general manager, and Brian, the grill cook. Okay. We realized we're out of frozen blueberries for the crepes and the pancakes. And they're like, go grab the blueberries. So I'm back. I was like, I can do it. I'm back there in the freezer. Couldn't reach the blueberries. So I'm like jumping up. This box was probably like 15 pounds of frozen blueberries, like loose blueberries, I should add.
Oh.
I grab the box, literally drop it. Blueberries everywhere. So I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? I'm gonna get in so much trouble. So I'm like cleaning up. So all of a sudden Katie comes in and she's like, yeah, Steve wondered where you were. I was like, I made a mess. And she goes, oh my God. So Katie and me are kicking blueberries everywhere, trying not to get in trouble. Meanwhile, our hands are like blue. So there's blueberry handprints all over the freezer. And we're like, oh my God, oh my God. So we come back out and I have blueberry all over my apron, all over my hands. It was a hot mess. And they're like, what did you do? I'm like, nothing. Nothing at all. But yeah, it was a bad time. It looked like a murder scene with blueberries in the freezer.
Like I just bought a Smurf. It's fine. It's not.
It's fine. Yeah. So God. Life of a Bob Evans extraordinaire. Oh man.
Crazy. Maybe we should just go work at Bob Evans.
Just one day. So I want you to have an experience like I did. I'll train you. Yeah.
You're like, we have celebrity guests working at Bob Evans.
Yeah. I'm sure they all know me. They're probably like, oh, she's famous.
Yeah. Your picture's like in the back.
Yeah. She was a great employee.
Give her famous. The employee discount when she comes in.
Yeah, give me that 50%. Do it. Oh, man. So, like, hey, actually, I don't know. I'll just tell them I still work there. See what they do. I don't think that you had to get. Oh, you had to show a pay stub.
Oh,
I could find one. It says 2010. Is that okay? Just
kidding. Oh God, that's funny. We had this one conversation the other day, and I figured I should bring it up on the podcast. So we were talking about food, and I know, like in our friend group, we always talk about how picky you are. But I'm pretty picky too. So I really think like white rice is disgusting and like mayonnaise or Miracle Whip are like really, really gross. But I really like potato salad. And people are like, oh, well, how do you do that? And I'm like, I just tell myself that it's a gift from God and it's just like comes as is. And it's just something for us to be happy.
And I agree. I also hate mayonnaise. I'm pretty sure I've talked about that on the podcast before. And I know that ranch is made with mayonnaise, but I, like you, I like to tell myself it's not, and I just enjoy it.
Yeah, it's just something that was put on this earth so we can be happy, so we can have joy in our lives. And yes. So if anybody wants to kill our vibe, please be seated because it's not okay.
Step on a Lego.
Yeah.
I don't get the white rice thing though. What is it about white rice that you don't like?
It, I don't know. I feel like it just reminds me of like glue.
Do you eat brown rice?
Yeah, I like brown rice.
It's similar.
But it's still different to me. I don't know what it is.
So I guess like some white rice can be like stickier. Like if you get it at like a Chinese restaurant, it can be stickier. But when you make white rice at home, it's not like that.
Well, I think that's what it is. Like the sushi rice is just really sticky and it just grosses me out. And that's what I think of.
isn't that just called sticky rice? So maybe you're afraid of sticky rice.
Maybe, but it just like really grosses me out. So like, I don't know. Because like people are like, oh, you don't like sushi? They're like, you can do it with veggies or like cooked fish. It's like, no, I don't like the rice or seaweed.
Ew. I actually get I'm not a huge sushi person at all because I don't do raw things. That's gross. Exactly. But I do veggie sushi. So, which is like, I was just talking to our friend Emily about this because she's a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have a hard time going to places like get sushi because you're paying so much money for rice and then avocado wrapped in cucumber. So it's like, it's so much money for that. Like, and you're not getting anything that's filling because you're literally eating cucumber. So, but occasionally I'll buy it at like Whole Foods, because they have it like cheaper there and you get like 12 ounces for like, I think $7 or $8. And, but again, like it's, but they sell theirs with brown rice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So maybe you would like that.
Maybe I would. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like that doesn't sound like a meal though. You just get it as like something like a snack.
No, me and Carly used to get sushi for like, we would get it for our lunch, like when we're out, because you could eat it quickly from Whole Foods. That would be our thing. But like most of the time, like if I get sushi, I get it for like a Sunday after I grocery shopped and I'll have like a few pieces and I'm good. But Dan refuses to ever do sushi because he said, like, you just, to your point, it doesn't fill him up. He's like, it's a waste of money for him because he'd have to eat like five sushi rolls to be full.
Exactly. So. No, yeah. And that makes sense. I don't know. I think as I get older, I do get more frugal, more and more frugal. I turn more into a Dan. He's just old, even though he's like not on paper. He's like already old. And I'm getting more and more like that. Yeah. As much as I maybe don't want to, I'm turning into that.
I try not to buy like stupid things anymore, but it's so hard when it comes to like, there's when, you know, like workout pants you just really want. Yeah. I don't need anything. I literally do not need anything, but sometimes you just want to treat yourself, you know?
That's really my only problem is clothes and especially workout clothes.
Mine's workout clothes. Shoes. I've actually been pretty good on shoes. I haven't really bought any in a while, but I will tell you, I've added some to the carts and then I'm like, no, don't buy these. And I exit.
I add stuff to the cart all the time and don't buy it. All the time.
I just, it's fun. It's a fun thing to do. Add to cart. I think it's like a thrill.
It is a thrill. Cause even if it's way too expensive or something, you still add it to cart and then you're like, no, I'm not getting this, but it's just like, it's a drug.
Or sometimes I add it to cart and then the next day, if I'm still thinking about it, then I'm like, okay, maybe I do really want this. But I'm going to tell you 99% of the time, I forget that I've added it to the cart. Yeah.
Oh,
so I clearly did not need it.
I have, I'll put something in a cart and then months later, I'll be on that website and then it'll be like, oh, you have something in the cart. And then I'm like, why did I put this in the cart? Like, why would I do this? But it's just like, I don't know. I do that all the time.
I did add to the cart those brown Lululemon pants because I was like, oh, I need those Java pants. And I didn't purchase them right away. After I said I was going to buy them, I didn't. But the next morning I was thinking about it and I was like, well, I am thinking about them still. And I really would like a pair of Java pants. So I did buy them.
You did get them. I was going to say, did they sell? Because that'll happen to me. They'll sell out.
So like every color was like sold out except like Java wasn't though, but
I bet you it was the length.
Yeah. So I got the 23 because that's on according to the Lululemon people that don't understand length on my legs. That's pant length for me, unfortunately.
Well, that woman was like a foot taller than you. Like she doesn't understand like short people business.
Yeah. Like, sorry, my legs are little. Okay. But yeah, I did find those. So they say they'll be delivered today. So we'll see.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So maybe you'll see them on me. I'm going to wear them inside myself.
Oh God. Who knows what you plan on doing? I don't know. Weirdo.
Oh man.
But your new pants. This will be fun.
Yeah. Great times.
Yeah. Well, didn't you have another story? Or did you tell your story?
I think I told all my stories.
You told all your stories.
I got on a Bob Evans tangent, so if there was another story, I already forgot.
Oh, God. Okay. That's probably going to be our thing now, getting on a Bob Evans tangent.
Yeah, next episode, no Bob Evans. We're putting a Bob Evans no talk. Do not talk about Bob Evans. We talked
about Bob Evans, Cracker Barrel, Price is Right. This is an elderly person's podcast.
65 and over.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll probably, for the next podcast, I'll probably have some great stories because I have to go to Ohio, Cleveland, to be exact, to work for 3 days this week. So I'm going to have some, I'll probably have some stories.
Well, you know, Cleveland's a lot better than Columbus, so.
That's not true. Columbus is way better than Cleveland. Cleveland is, well, we'll just leave it there.
Far Cleveland. Because you know Cleveland has a Ritz-Carlton now.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. I did just see that, which shocks me. It really shocks me.
I don't think my work will pay for me to stay there, so.
Unless the price was real low, maybe. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. That that kind of shocks me, but
yeah. What you know.
All right, I think we're gonna wrap this up and we will see you next time. Other old ladies.
And remember to get your pets spayed and neutered.
Yeah. Okay, Bob Barker.
Yeah, I was practicing for one of the best.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.